Project Sapient is a podcast meant to engage our brothers and sisters in law enforcement and military communities in conversations that we all know we need to have. All opinions you'll hear are our own, are protected by our First Amendment of the United States Constitution, and in no way reflect or are meant to reflect the opinion of any specific agency, officer, or service member. Some opinions may be controversial. Listener discretion is advised. Enjoy.
All right, everybody. It's midweek. Midweek roll call.
Hello.
Hello, Pete. This is Iman. It's Project Sapient. Welcome, welcome. And we have a pretty good story, actually. So this is dated December 16th of 2020.
It's today. No, yesterday.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah, December 16th. Holy shit.
All right. Well, you guys are going to hear it, so it'll be a few days when you guys hear it.
It's only a couple of days for him.
Oh, yeah. But so gather around, children. We've got a story to tell you again from a different area of the country. This is from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Sorry, that's my Bostonian coming out.
Woo!
All right. So massive fire occurred over there. This guy lost everything. Everything. And police and the community came together and basically outfitted him again. Amazing. So I'm just going to play the story. The story is from Fox 23 out in Oklahoma, and we'll play it right now.
Go for it.
When you leave, you won't take nothing.
This Tulsa man trying to stay positive as he copes with the loss of his home and everything in it to a fire this morning. Fox 23 brought you breaking news coverage from that home near Independence and North Union Avenue this morning. And Fox 23's crime and safety reporter Sarah Whaley is live after talking with that man. And Sarah, it's not all bad news. Tulsa officers surprised him with some gifts this afternoon.
Shane, the last news hour, I was telling you guys about the random acts of kindness outreach that TPD is doing this week. So when I got to this man's home this afternoon, I really saw the need. I called the officers, and with minutes, they were there with meals for this man and also gift cards. A house full of memories is now gutted.
My youngest son is 48, and my oldest son is 50. And we've been here ever since.
50 plus years gone. 74-year-old Larry Edwards says he lost everything in an early morning house fire on Wednesday. The home is near Independence and North Union Avenue. He was at a friend's house overnight, so he wasn't there when the fire started. But this is what it looked like. We got this video from Edwards' neighbor, Susan Smith.
The house next door to me. I smell smoke.
When Edwards did make it to the scene, he says he was in shock and still is.
I seen on TV where people be in a situation like this, but I'm experiencing it now. And if they feel anything the way I feel, then I can understand it.
But our community is already stepping in to help. The Tulsa Police Department is currently doing their Random Acts of Kindness Week, randomly finding people in need in our community and blessing them. I called Officer Thomas Turner, and he was at the home in minutes.
Well, we got some stuff for you here. I got a full Christmas dinner, some hams, potatoes, there's cakes, green beans, everything. I got Coke.
And just behind us, another officer.
This is all on behalf of the TPD Foundation. Here's a couple of gift cards, $25 gift cards right here, just in case. I know it's something. It's not a lot, but it'll help you out, okay?
Blessings.
Well, you're welcome.
The only ray of sunshine on an otherwise gloomy day.
All right, good deal.
It wasn't until the officers got to that man's home that they realized his son was actually a retired Tulsa police officer, so they were able to help one of their own this afternoon. The victim's nephew is also a current district chief within the Tulsa Fire Department, so a lot of connections out there. Fire investigators are currently looking into the cause of the fire. Live covering news that matters, Sarah Whaley, Fox 23 News.
Jesus Christ, that was awesome.
Right?
Well, I mean, it's not awesome that the guy's house was on fire. And
for the community to come together and help him out.
Yeah.
And the police, you know, police and the whole community, they just came together and just helped him out.
Dude, kudos to everybody involved. Tulsa PD doing Random Act of Kindness Week. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I've never heard that. I think that's, isn't that something that police usually do anyways?
I mean, well, yeah, look, you're doing it, right? Now they're advertising that they're doing it.
Yeah.
Which, in a way, I could see it being a positive.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, in a way, I could see it kind of being like, hey, look what we're doing.
Yeah.
But no, this isn't, it's really cool what they just did for this guy.
Yeah, no, it's these random acts of kindness that we hear about in the law enforcement community all over the country, and to include where we work in this area, and we see it all the time. Whether officers are helping old people with their groceries, going up the stairs, jump in a car, or any sort of assistance.
But look, and I'm not saying that Tulsa PD did anything wrong or are doing anything wrong by this Random Act of Kindness Week. How many times have you helped someone?
Oh, my God.
And nobody's ever known about it.
No. People don't, I mean, I'm not looking for attention.
Exactly. You've done it out of the kindness of your heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's majority of who I work with are just like that. They don't need the recognition.
And they won't ask for it ever, and they'll refuse it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think what Tulsa's doing, though, is they're kind of making it official.
Yeah.
And so maybe, I mean, this might be controversial, but maybe when they can turn around and ask, you know, corporations or something for money,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, we should be helping the community. I have a business where I help my community out. Mm-hmm. But maybe this is something where, like, they've made it official and say, hey, you know what? Now we need some money from you guys, too, to help, because our officers are helping. We're going to help as an organization. We want you guys to help, and there's a Random Act of Kindness Week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually not a bad idea.
Right.
I like it. You know, everyone has their hand in the pot. That's the thing with a community. Everyone has a role to play.
Look, it's not a socialism thing.
No, no.
Right?
No.
But it's one of those things where if you're not going to help your neighbor, who the fuck are you going to help?
Yeah.
Like, it's funny to me. I was listening to her talking, and then it comes back to, you know, she had a son that was a retired cop?
Yeah, yeah.
And then a nephew that was on the fire department?
Yeah.
Talk about the universe coming back.
Yeah.
Full circle.
You know, so it seems that it's a family of first responders that give, and
when somebody in their family needed it.
Yeah. The community gave back.
Yeah. That's unbelievable, man. They went to what, $50,000 worth of stuff?
Yeah, $50,000.
It's not a little money.
They pretty much, I'm going to assume they pretty much gave him everything he needs to refit and resupply himself with furniture and whatever else he needs to get back, because, you know, fires are devastating to homes.
Right.
You know, I've investigated fires. I'm a fire investigator myself, and, you know, you see the loss in the family, you know, all the personal belongings. And
what's the first thing that they say to you? What am I going to do now?
Yeah.
It's painful.
Oh, it is. And you know, what I like seeing, again, it's how the community reacts to it. Time and time again, you'll have random people come up to the family, anything you need. Not so much random neighbors.
Right, yeah.
Even like the fire department, they set them up in hotels for now, you know, paid for by the Red Cross. So these acts of kindness happen all the time, but it's not heard of. You know, it's not broadcasted.
Right.
You know, so, you know, kudos to Tulsa PD doing a great job of bringing the community together to help this poor guy who lost his house. I mean, unreal.
Yeah.
It's I can't imagine that. I mean, I've seen it, but to have that feeling where, I mean, how long do you stay in that house? Is it like 50 years?
50 years. He raised his entire family.
Wow. I mean, imagine that, 50 years worth of memories in that house.
Belongings, pictures, you name it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, these, again, random acts of kindness. So
there needs to be a lot more random acts of kindness, not just from police departments.
Oh, yeah. From all kinds.
Right. And we're not talking about like a major fire.
Yeah.
We're not talking about, like, you know, huge disasters, or because a house fire can be a disaster.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how many times growing up do I remember, it, not patting myself on the back, but I used to help clean out the snow from my neighbor's house just because,
mm-hmm.
you know, and once in a while he'd throw me like a soda or something, or you know what I mean? Like, there needs to be, am I wrong in thinking that there isn't a lot of kindness going on right now?
Doesn't seem that way. I think with the advancement of technology, it has disconnected us from neighborhoods.
Why I say that, you bring up technology.
Yeah.
Any kindness that I see, think about it, it's on social media.
Yeah.
And it's somebody filming it.
Yeah.
It's they're like, filming themselves doing good.
They want their 10 minutes of fame or whatever you want to call it, 10 seconds of fame.
Yeah.
You know, that's all that is. I mean, I you know what's funny, though? You never see those who don't want to be in that limelight or whatever.
Right.
You'll see the picture get taken of them doing it. Like, for example, I'll never forget, like, if you follow Keanu Reeves, a super nice guy.
He's an amazing person.
And you always see these random pictures and videos of him doing these random acts of kindness. Not once is it him with a selfie stick, you know.
He's like, trying to hide it.
Yeah, you know, he's trying to hide it because he's just a decent human being. I mean, you know, I saw someone posted a video of him on the New York City subway where he stood up to allow whether it was a pregnant woman or an older woman to sit down.
Yep.
I forgot exactly what, but, any one of us would do it, you know.
But it's not only that, and this isn't a Keanu Reeves show, but you brought it up, and the guy's just an amazing human being, right? I don't care what he does in his personal life or whatever, but even, you remember the Matrix movies, right? Mm-hmm. Who doesn't? We live in the Matrix, anyway.
Yeah, we do. yeah, we do.
It's a glitch in the Matrix right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But even when they were filming those movies, like, he gave back his salary to the stagehands and to all those people so that they can live better.
Yeah.
And just look at, you know, the universe came back in spades.
Oh, my God, yeah. You know, he's, again, it's not the Keanu Reeves show, but it just, I was thinking of celebrity or whatever, he comes to mind right away.
Yeah.
Because not once have I ever seen him, I don't think he even does so much social media. He seems to be a very
quiet, to himself.
Yeah, to himself type person. And
look at me, at me.
Yeah, yeah. Kardashians. Look at me. But it's amazing by the people that don't want that attention seem to do it a lot more than those that want that attention.
Well, look, I can tell you for a fact that a lot of famous people, and I have nothing with people making money. I have nothing wrong with it. Yeah. I don't particularly agree with professional, athletes making a lot of money because I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Right. But we live in a capitalist society where if you're good at something, you can kind of hone in on it and make a killing from it.
Yeah.
Right. I just agree with the fact of giving back quietly because I can guarantee you, and it's just from people that I know that are in Hollywood and they have teams and they have like accountants that tell them, hey, you need to do some charity because it's going to give us back 10x in engagement online and it's going to give us 10x on your feed on YouTube and it's going to generate X amount of revenue for you.
So the good feel good deed would be carrying a couple jugs of water for that 10 seconds and now they're on all over social media. Look at what I did.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
Oh. I was like, what the hell is he talking about?
No, I'm just saying like I you know, those who want that attention, you can tell it's not genuine. It's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
They're just looking for the attention.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's everybody, right? Because sometimes, like a lot of these athletes and a lot of these people in Hollywood, actors and actresses, they do it out of the kindness of their heart, and they end up getting caught in the act, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing.
Yeah,
you're helping your fellow sapient. You're helping your fellow person out.
Yeah. Like the quote I always like is a person should be judged by. Oh no, that's not the way it goes. I even messed up the quote. A man should be judged by what he does rather than what people, you know, without people seeing him.
Yeah, what he does when he thinks nobody's watching.
Exactly, exactly.
I totally get that. I agree with that.
Yeah, so people that tend to be that way are very quiet about it.
Right.
They don't want the attention. They could care less about the attention.
Well, look, even this department here, right, Tulsa PD.
Yeah.
Even though they did the Random Act of Kindness Week,
you
can tell the intent is that they're trying to build a stronger bond with the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's neighborhood policing.
Yeah, yeah, that's taking care of your neighbor, literally.
Well, you know that you live in that neighborhood of wherever they are, And you know that, not to say that it's something that you can fall back on, but if the shit hits the fan and there is a fire or you do need something, mm-hmm. you have an extra resource.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We can be resources to each other.
Yep.
We should be resources to each other.
Yep. 100%.
So with that said, guys, that was our midweek. We're going to be having another full episode on Sunday and probably for the next 52 Sundays coming up. So Ivan, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.